A family went to a ritzy hotel in the Bahamas. They entered the hotel with all their luggage. Plane ride and taxi ride were super smooth. Everything was perfect. It was the vacation they had dreamed of. The concierge began to explain to them what entertainment was available that evening within walking distance. Mom answered, "Well, we won't be going out of the hotel, so we won't need that information." Then the concierge began to explain to them all the amenities on the beach and surrounding area for the upcoming days. They could rent a special cabana for a family with both youth and adult drinks available and, of course, some great food. Dad cut the concierge off, saying, "We won't be needing that information either. You see, we just came for the hotel. It's a nice hotel, and we're going to spend all of our time here. We really won't have to go outside for anything." Of course, the concierge responded, "Sir, madam, please consider everything we have to offer outside, everything the Bahamas has to offer in all its wonderful climate and beauty and oceanfront beaches, and with all kinds of water activities and amazing restaurants and Bahamian culture. I highly recommend that you venture out into everything that's available here." Still, Mom and Dad were pretty intent on simply staying in the hotel. That's all they had planned for. They didn't even bring money for anything beyond the hotel. Their goal was simply a nice hotel in the Bahamas for vacation. Why tell the story? It's a story about a family not planning for the ultimate goal. They miss it just by a little, but they actually then miss it by a lot at the same time. They miss by a little because the hotel in the Bahamas certainly is nice and beautiful and offers all kinds of great amenities. But the greater surrounding of the Bahamas, with the beachfront, the culture, the amazing food and people, and all kinds of exciting entertainment, there is so much more to enjoy. How could you possibly make only the hotel in the Bahamas your final vacation goal? Well, the family was simply uninformed, perhaps even a bit negligent. In our first reading today, we have a mother who is not at all negligent, not at all uninformed about the final goal. The Jews are being persecuted for following the law of God, and she actually encourages all seven of her sons to accept martyrdom rather than give in to the king who is pressing them to disobey God's law. The mother is absolutely focused, as is each one of her sons, absolutely focused on the goal of the afterlife. She and each one of her sons knows that they will receive a glorified body, and life in heaven will be totally worth whatever sacrifice they make here on earth, even the shedding of their blood for God's law. What an example for Catholic families. You see, planning just for life on earth, neglecting the spiritual life of our family, the spiritual formation of our children, is like preparing just for the hotel in the Bahamas, preparing just for a happy life on earth. But there is so much more beyond. There is an eternity beyond. Even our greatest experiences on earth will be only a shadow of the intense beatitude, the intense happiness of life forever in heaven. Can you imagine eternity? It's really hard to get our minds around, but we must meditate on the eternal goal. We want our children to experience heaven for eternity. Our goal then has to be heaven. Our gospel gives us a similar theme. The Sadducees are testing Jesus, thinking they have come up with a dilemma that disproves the resurrection and life beyond death. If a woman has been widowed seven times, who will her husband in heaven be? That's what they ask. Jesus explains that in heaven there is no giving and taking in marriage. That's not necessary in heaven because people who attain heaven live forever. In other words, the marital bond is something that lasts only throughout our life on earth. Be careful, however. This does not mean that we will not know our spouses in heaven, nor remember anything of the love we experienced with them and our children on earth. The funeral liturgy of the church states that the bonds of love are not broken with death, So we have to imagine that somehow all of our earthly relationships will be appreciated in heaven. Yet we will not be giving or taking in marriage or procreating in heaven. We will all experience the Lord in his absolute beauty, glory, and love. And we will share this somehow, always knowing those with whom we shared love on earth. So we are not saying that married love on earth does not make a difference, or that it is not even remembered in heaven. What we are saying is that marriage is a precursor for the ultimate destination, which is heaven. Married couples, your vocation to marriage is a vocation to get you to heaven. Your married state is supposed to be an instrument of your sanctification, preparing you for heaven, just as my vocation to the priesthood is the way the Lord intends to sanctify me, to get me to heaven, if I will collaborate with his grace. Most of us here in this congregation today, with the exception of a few youth who are called to priesthood and religious life, most of us are called to marriage. Do we realize that marriage is a passageway leading to heaven? Is heaven our goal? Our readings show us a mother insistent on her sons making the sacrifice that will get them to heaven, our first reading. Then our gospel shows marriage as a precursor to heaven. So we have the heavenly goal of children, the heavenly goal of married couples. That's family. Families, is your current spiritual life building up everybody so that each child and each spouse, every member of the family, is practicing disciplines in preparation for heaven? Or are we ignoring the spiritual reality, the heavenly purpose of family life, getting our children and every member to heaven? Eternity is a long, 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 long time. It's beyond time. Are we pretending that we are not made for eternity? Each of us here today has an immortal soul. That means that we will always, always, always exist. Are we preparing each member of our family to exist in heaven? If so, that means our goal on earth must be the heroic virtue of the saints. Saints are those people in heaven, and we only get there with all of our virtue perfected. Each person is called to sainthood. And I am confident that this requires parents to have a very intentional approach to family spirituality. Parents, do we have a spiritual program for our family? Just raising the question, do we? A huge goal in this parish is to help you with all the resources you need to prepare your children for heaven. Please do not be like the family that went to the Bahamas, intending only to stay in the hotel. Please do not prepare only for your earthly stay. Heaven is a much greater place and time without end to experience God's beauty and love. Let us prepare in families for the life of heaven. At the center of family preparation for heaven is the experience of the holy sacrifice of the Mass each weekend. In the Eucharist, Jesus pours out all of the power, all of the grace necessary to sanctify us and prepare us for our real end goal, heaven.